And now, Lifestyles Unlimited presents the Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Over the next hour, we unfold your map to financial freedom. You'll learn how to retire through investing in single-family and multifamily real estate. You'll learn how to create cash flow and build wealth so you can have the time and money to live the lifestyle you want.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, Peter and I, we're working on your financial freedom. Yeah, you caught me on another edition of Tell Al Tuesday, and I have Peter on the show with me. Peter does not live in the great state of Texas. He lives in the great state of Arizona. He is a Lifestyles Unlimited member. He's one of the first members that we had in the great state of Arizona. And I will tell you this, the easiest way to describe his lifestyle right now is to use his own words. And here it is. This is the one word that he gave me about his current lifestyle. You want to hear it? Wonderful. Yeah, wonderful. That's how he describes his lifestyle. Wonderful. He lives in Phoenix. His kids are in college at Northern Arizona University. He's got other kids working. He has a condo on the beach in Panama City, Florida. Yeah, Panama City Beach, Florida. He's able to travel and enjoy life. And I have him on today's show. We're going to get into his mind and we're going to find out how he was able to create the wonderful life. So with no further ado, let me invite and welcome my good buddy Peter back to the show. Peter, how are you doing today?
Good, Al. Good to hear your voice. I'm glad to be back. It's always a good time being on with you.
We got to hang out for a little bit at the recent expo. I had dinner with you and Julie, and I'll tell you, it was a marvelous time. Hopefully I didn't diminish your time by hanging out with you.
Oh, no, it was awesome. I always try to come and find you during the expo because it's the only time I get to see you like face to face. Other than that, we're either email or on the phone. So, yeah, it was a great time.
Yeah, I had a wonderful time. It was such a great time at the expo. It was wonderful seeing you and Julie. And I know you've been busy since the last time I've had you on this radio show. As a matter of fact, your portfolio has blossomed since the last time on the show, has it not?
It has. It has. It's gone through, as you are a real estate investor and you set goals for each piece of real estate or deal that you're in, and those goals are achieved, you get to a point where you vote on whether to keep it or whether to sell it, cash out, refi it, or sell it. And a couple of mine have sold and turned into multiple other properties. And actually, I have been in a passive deal that turned into a 1031, and it was an amazing deal where it was two apartment complexes in close proximity. We kept one of them, cash out, refi that one, sold the other one, and then turned that sale into a 1031 and bought two more. So it really, it worked out amazingly. And things like that have happened to my portfolio, and it's just kind of grown. I've really been blessed in that area. As far as housing goes, I went in the beginning from two houses when I joined all the way up to nine houses. And then I figured out that, hey, if this single family home thing works, maybe the passive investing in apartments works. So I then turned around and started taking the equity out of my houses. And I had two of them that I had done the more traditional Dave Ramsey way, where I had put a buttload of money down and then fixed the house up and made it even more valuable and then just sat on it and rented it and wanted to get it paid off. But then when I joined Lifestyles, I realized that was dead equity, and I ended up selling those, harvesting that money and turning it into multifamily passive projects.
So how many passive deals are you in currently?
So I'm down to nine.
Wait a minute, down?
I went all the way up to 12, came down to like 7 and back to 9. So it's kind of a move, when you have capital to deploy, I you know, look around and decide what, you know, based on my financial goals, what is the next best thing that I need to deploy this capital so that I still have, you know, money in a rainy day fund, but I need, if I just made a bunch of capital, I need to get that working again. So that's how I kind of decide.
Well, that makes sense to me. Yeah, it makes total sense. So there are people listening to you, Peter, that think that what you're doing with your passive investing is the same thing they're doing in the stock market, because it sounded a little bit like it was volatile. It sounded like you got up to 12, you dropped down to 7, now you're back up to 9. Doesn't that mess with the cash flow streams of your lifestyle?
No, it really doesn't, because as deals cash flow, and they get older and older, and then you sell them or you cash out, refi them, and move them into newer properties. Those newer properties then mature, depending on what you're buying them for, and bring on new cash flow. And so, you know, if the older cash flow was, you know, say 9, 10, 11%, but you sell it and you end up with a 20, 25% annual return annualized, you have plenty of pile of cash if you want to take some of that, live off the cash flow while your next investment matures. And because you have multiple investments, and as they sell, they give off capital gains, but the thing is, you've got enough losses from the depreciation of your newer projects that it generally covers all the taxes.
What I want to do is I want to get into your mindset when you joined Lifestyles Unlimited. I mean, that we're going to go back a little over 5 years. What was going on in your life that was causing you to realize that what you were doing for retirement may not work for you?
So I was working as a critical care nurse, and I had been doing it for, you know, multiple years, both trauma and hearts and cath lab. And I had done, you know, I was doing the 401k thing, and I actually enjoyed investing in stocks because I guess it's the, you know, form of gambling, so to speak.
Definitely gambling. And,
so, you know, I kind of enjoyed doing that, but, you know, I had the normal American, you know, do the 401k, get a pile of money, hope the money doesn't go away before you die. And then, you know, I had an accident, and all of a sudden I couldn't work anymore. And the next thing you know, I'm looking at my savings account, my checking account, and then all my investment accounts inside and outside of the 401k Roth system. And I'm figuring out that the pile of money is definitely not going to last longer than me. And so I was sitting there thinking to myself, if I don't do something while the pile is still relatively big, I'm not going to be able to do it at all. Because if I just sit here in inaction, it's going to slowly leak away, and then I'll be left with nothing. So that's where I was at. And I started listening to the radio. I started looking online. And, you know, I was just skeptical about everything. I found Lifestyles on the radio, and I listened probably, you know, 4 days a week, probably for a couple months. And then finally I was like, okay, I'm going to research this online. I even called in, find out if it was in Arizona, and basically everything was in Texas. And so I decided I had to go to Texas to figure out if this was a scam, because I wanted to look behind the curtain. So being so cynical, I actually flew to the expo and looked behind the curtain, and I actually met Dell, and we sat down and had a conversation in a restaurant where I actually bumped into him, and turns out he was a real normal person, and you know, it didn't seem to be a scam. And then I met all these other members, and my goal was to meet him and find one that was going to tell me it was a trick. And it didn't happen. I just met a lot of really nice people that were willing to tell me how they got to where they were at that point in their life. So it actually did the opposite of what I thought it was going
to
do.
So this is back in 2017. You've gone out to Texas. You met Dell. You realize that he puts his pants on one leg at a time, just like the rest of us do. He just has a lot more money than we do. And you become a believer in Lifestyles Unlimited and what we teach. But you're also in a place called Phoenix, Arizona. And if I recall correctly, in 2017, we had not opened an office in Phoenix. So you were kind of like a man without a home? What was it like being a member back in those days and not having the infrastructure system?
I had to take the two-day online, which was really weird back then. It wasn't like it was now, and where everything's online. I mean, if it's not online, you're like, why isn't this online? So it was very strange, and I did it anyway, and I found out that there were two other members in Phoenix, and I met them when there was a case study out here at a two-day, a live one, and I said, we should have lunch, and we ended up getting together for lunch once a month or once every 2 months, depending on our schedules, on a Friday afternoon, and we would just talk about real estate and lifestyles and our families, and we would just kind of learn from each other, and so it really was kind of the beginning of a little lifestyles group. And as people joined, I asked them to come to lunch, and the group started to grow, and it just kind of took off from there. And by 2019, I had, you know, not me personally, I mean, Lifestyles grew the group big enough that I found an office, and we opened the first office outside of Texas. So, you know, that was very exciting.
You know, I think one of the other exciting things that occurred during that time period was you were one of the original founders of the Lifestyles Unlimited Ambassador Program. I remember when that program came to fruition, and there were just a handful of people that were representing different parts of the country, but you were right there in the center of all those people. I remember the picture being taken. You were right there in the center of everybody. I think, and this is my opinion, Peter, but I think that had you not done what you did after you became a member, I'm not sure that we would have the incredibly successful ambassador program that we have now. I think your fingers are all over that thing.
Well, thank you, Al. I don't know that I can take all the credit for that. There were definitely some people in Texas that they had been doing something similar, but they had the structure of an office. And they had built quite a network there, and so they were definitely so helpful. And I don't know that I could take 100% of the credit. There were definitely other ambassadors around the country that were working hard too, and it blossomed into a very helpful program. And we managed to put ambassadors, I would say 20 plus states, maybe more. And they have successfully grown the membership there where they can have meetings, maybe not every month, but every month and a half. And sometimes they have them online.
Well, I'll tell you, Peter, I'm looking at a list of the Lifestyles Unlimited ambassadors right now, and we have well over 50 of them representing all parts of the country. And I got to thank you for staying focused in the beginning, or we wouldn't have this. Stick around.
Got questions? Call Lifestyles Unlimited at 855-497-4335. The Real Estate Investor Radio Show continues next.
So when I say be ready, number one, to get ready, you better join up Lifestyles Unlimited and learn all these things we're talking about. You're out there piddling and, you know, internet information and your buddy's information or your dad's information. It's not going to get you the results that we're talking about. You're going to have to be educated in what we're doing.
Learn from the people that are already where you want to be. Join us for the free online workshop at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Creating the lifestyle you've always wanted. You're hearing Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome back to the second half of the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. My name is Al Gordon. I'm joined by Peter, and together we're doing Tell Al Tuesday, and we're looking out for your financial freedom. We're getting into Peter's mind because Peter is a guy that's been there, done that, walked in the shoes that you're walking in right now, but along the way found Lifestyles Unlimited, became a member, and then got busy investing in real estate. He got so busy investing in real estate that he's gone through what we call the cycle. In other words, all of his initial investments that he made when he joined back in 2017, all those initial investments that he made went full circle and they paid him marvelous fruits. And instead of eating his seed corn, what he did with that money is he put it back to work. He built his portfolio back up. And that's how he arrived at a wonderful lifestyle. You too can arrive at a wonderful lifestyle. But let's get back to Peter, because what I want to do now, Peter, is I want to get into your mind. I know you're an ambassador for Lifestyles Unlimited, which means you help the people in the Phoenix area that are coming to Lifestyles Unlimited, getting started. So what I want to know is, if I were in the Phoenix area and I was interested in Lifestyles Unlimited and I actually joined and I met you, what would the experience be like? Do I just say hi to you, or is there a little bit more to it?
Yeah, Al, what happens is I go to every case study all the 2 days, basically every event in Phoenix. I organize a lot of them, but I attend all of them. And usually I'll get introduced by whoever the MC is or the teacher of the 2 day. And I'll just kind of tell you my story, and then afterwards I'll answer any questions. And people just come up to me and they will ask me just a variety of questions, sometimes about real estate, sometimes not. And generally, I hand out my card. I, you know, ask them if they want to get in touch with me by email. And we just kind of go from there. I'm hopefully an organizing first contact that isn't a Lifestyles quote-unquote employee, because I don't work for Lifestyles, that is a real person, and they can ask me questions, and I'm going to tell them straight shot.
So this isn't like a mentoring session. I wouldn't sit down with you with all my financials and go over where I'm at. And what my plan is.
No, that is something that you do with your mentors. So we have an actual step-by-step education and mentoring program, and you are going to meet me wherever you meet me along with that process. But I am not the person that you're going to bring your financials to and say, you know, I have this much money here and this much money here, and I want to live in the Keys. I'm not that person. I'm the person that's going to be, that you're going to ask questions about meetings, about, you know, leads, about different areas in the Valley, about anything like that. It's both social and educational, but mostly, you know, my opinion. So I'm going to help them get connected, get a way to network with different members and get them plugged into the system. Because people get a little off track and then they'll come to me and I'll be like, all right, well, this is where you are. This is what you need to do next. I guess I just kind of shape their next step.
So if I attend one of your meetup events, what would I experience? Is it just me meeting with you, or are there a bunch of other members there? What do we do in these meetings, by the way?
It really depends on what I've set the meeting up for. So if we're doing a meetup that is just a straight networking meetup, you would come in, there'd be a group of anywhere from 20 to 60 people there. I would start off by just introducing myself, explaining what we're there to do. This is a networking meeting. I would, you know, if it was just preferred members, I would introduce new leads. I would introduce any visitors that have come from another state so that they don't feel awkward and people could go and talk to them. And then I would invite you all to network. And then there are other meetings that are more educational meetings where it could be for multiple different levels. It could be like a case study where you can invite your friends and family and or people that have never even heard of Lifestyles. And we would go through people's properties, and you would learn all about that. So it really just depends on what type of event that you choose to attend.
But all of the events are absolutely informative. I mean, I'm going to go to this event, and I'm going to learn something, and I'm probably going to meet somebody that I haven't met yet. Is that a fair statement?
Yeah, I would say almost every single time you will meet somebody that not only did you not know existed, but within a day, a week, or a month, you're going to realize there was a part of a conversation that taught you something that is useful to you.
I think it's a great design. I think what you've put together is a remarkable program. It not only fosters the environment for learning, which I appreciate because I'm all about learning how to do this stuff correctly, but it also creates that networking opportunity because you can't do real estate by yourself, can you?
No, not at all. Everyone needs to build a team. And maybe you're thinking you just need a general contractor and somebody to lend you money. But what you really need is you need an entire group of people that can answer questions for you that have already walked through those questions. So you're not the only person in the world that's trying to figure out a lease or figure out, you know, some type of plumbing issue or who's a good contractor in this area.
How long have you been living in Phoenix? How long have you been there?
Oh, forever, since I think I turned 5 here in Phoenix.
How old are you now?
I am 56.
The reason I ask you that question, Peter, is I want the listeners to understand that you have spent the last half century in Phoenix, Arizona. Has Phoenix changed over the years?
Oh, 100%. I mean, it has grown from this little city into this giant metropolitan city. And I'm not, you know, full disclosure, I'm not a big fan of California, but similar to LA, where it just sprawled, it just grew city after city, and you can't tell one city from another. And now we are, I believe, the 6th largest city in the United States if you go by metropolitan cities. The industry has gone from just tourism and a little bit of real estate, which is why it crashed so hard in 2008, to a leading manufacturer of electric cars. It's also, we have so many industries. The insurance industry alone has set up 3 different headquarters here because we don't have natural disasters. The medical industry has set up a new medical school in downtown Phoenix. It's a combination of 2 different ASU and U of A project. And so our industries are just growing from every direction. Phoenix is just exploding.
How's the housing stock? I mean, are you guys getting a lot of new construction there, or are you trying to make the existing housing stocks work for all these people coming in?
No, the only rule is you have to have enough water for 100 years to build a new subdivision. And our water has been solid for a long time. We had a little glitch about a year ago, and it was solved. And we have so much rain and snow in the last 2 years; it's unbelievable. We're not even in a drought anymore. But we also have all of these neighborhoods that have been regentrified and grown because some people want to stay more towards the center, where some people want to live on the outskirts. Well, I don't think that we can build our way out of this thing because 244 people a day move to Phoenix, and that's just an incredible statistic. They've got to live somewhere.
And that's where we come in, right?
That's exactly it. And us versus Texas, I just, I'm not, messing with your great state of Texas, but we have caps on our property taxes where it's 5% a year. Our insurance costs generally do not go up much annually, but even now, trying to absorb the disasters in Florida and in Texas in the last 2 years, there are multifamily projects that have gone up at the most 20%, but there are some that went up 5%. So still, if you look at a deal and you look through all of the numbers, even though the cost is a little bit higher than you would see in Texas, the costs that surround the entire business are significantly lower and a lot more stable. And that's what draws a lot of investors to the Arizona market. Full disclosure, I have places in Arizona, also Atlanta. One of mine in Atlanta actually just sold. I own property in Passive Deal in Indiana. I, like you said, own a property in Florida. So I am spread out all over the United States, but the majority of my concentration is definitely here in Arizona.
What do you look for in a passive deal? Are you looking for the cash flow? Are you looking to double your money in a certain period of time? Are you looking for a balance between the two? What is it?
I would say if I had to pick one, it would be a balance between the two, leaning towards cash flow. I definitely, put the cash flow pretty high in the situation. And if the cash flow isn't going to be there, I definitely won't invest, especially right now, just because of the loaning market and how much you have to put down. I am very interested in single family at the moment, but that doesn't mean multifamily isn't for other people, because other people don't have the same investment goals that I have. So just for me personally, I try to get a multifamily apartment deal every year and a single family every year. And I got a couple of multifamily right at the end of 22. And so I'm really trying to balance it out with single family home is the next for me.
Now, do you like the Phoenix market for single family homes?
I do. I look for the top of the blue collar market, bottom of the white collar market. I also look for certain types of builds. Even though it's not popular, I'm a big fan of the slump block shingle roof because, bricks and sticks, it's fairly indestructible. You throw a 30-year roof on there, air conditioner, water heater, and you're good to go. So you have a nice, clean, safe residency for your tenants, and they don't have to call you and have you come out and fix things because everything is stable.
Yeah, I love that stability thing. That's a beautiful thing. So, Peter, what would you say to somebody who's listening to us and they're sitting on the fence and they're not sure if Lifestyles Unlimited is the way to go? What would you tell them?
I would tell them, because I was a skeptic also, that you need to get educated on what we do. Go to a free, like a case study. It's not going to cost you anything. You'll go, you'll meet tons of people. You can ask them questions. Some will be members, some will not. And you can kind of start to get your education that way. We also have a free class you can take online. You just go to the website, in the top right, it says free class, I believe, free workshop, something on the top right there. You can click on that, and there's also a phone number if you're a person who loves to talk on the phone. There's a phone number up there, and you can get that. And just meet people. Get out there and see if it's right for you. I'll tell you, from, listening to the radio and behind your computer screen, I don't know if you're going to really get the impact that you will if you do it in person.
Yeah, you know what? I got to agree 100% with you this time. If you just are sitting at home and you're listening to us and you don't think you can do this, I think, Peter, you would agree with me by saying they've got that perspective wrong.
Yeah, 100%. If I could do it, anybody could do it. It's really.
Yeah, and I feel the same way. If a knucklehead that spent 27 years in the United States Army can who failed at retirement the first time can get out there and get himself ultimately retired, then I think anybody else can do that. Provided they're willing to take action. Would you agree?
I would agree. You follow the map, take instructions, and you have to take action.
There it is. That's the magic statement. No one's going to do it for you. You have to do it for yourself. Well, Peter, there's the music, and unfortunately, we're out of time. But I want to thank you for being on the show. I know the listeners learn a lot from you, and do what Peter said. Go to lifestylesunlimited.com, sign up for a free workshop, and let's get you going.
Thank you for listening to Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. We want to meet you as well. Sign up for a free workshop at lifestylesunlimited.com. Until next time, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.